We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Across the Mountain State, this is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Welcome to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers. Today's show is also brought to you by Farmer Klein & Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com, that's CECinc.com. In addition to Coach Brown's weekly comments, we'll hear from West Virginia assistant coaches and key Mountaineer players. Now, let's talk Mountaineer football alongside the Wolfman, Dale Wolfley. Here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And welcome into Milan Pushkar Stadium, everybody, for the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on a bye week after an absolutely incredible win against the TCU Horned Frogs as West Virginia finally can come up for air after a five-game stretch, unprecedented, that no other Big 12 team this year had to go through five straight conference games. They experience more triumph than trial, Dale Wolfley, feeling really good about what they did against the TCU Horned Frogs, I tell you what, and a much-deserved off week, a chance to continue to get better, and a chance to, I think, allow, and this is going to happen whether they want to or not, the conversation and the dialogue to begin in advance of Oklahoma. So you've got Oklahoma coming to Milan Pushkar Stadium. 6-day window, by the way, exercised for that game coming up on the 28th of this month. But all in all, just a great feeling around the football program.
Yeah, it really is. You know, anytime you win, you usually feel good as a program. But this one was I would say, above average, because you knew you had to win. You knew what you're working for all season long. Talk about trusting the climb. Talk about getting better and better. And you have to have results to show it, right, Danny? Everybody wants results, and everybody knew it from Coach Brown down to the team. And once again, this team came out and responded offensively, defensively, with special teams. And, Danny, this is what I keep saying. This is why I really love this team and watching them play. Physicality, man. They just keep coming. They keep popping. I talked to you about it in postgame. Man, you could hear it on the radio. They were popping. I didn't hear TCU's pads popping, Danny. Right. I heard the Mountaineers popping, man. And that's what gets me jacked up, gets me fired up.
Well, who set the tone early and popped a lot of guys on that first TCU drive was Tyke Smith. He's going to join us coming up a little bit later on. I mean, you talk about really just getting after people. Tyke did that. He's done that all year. He's done that his entire career, essentially. But I think that that was so apparent so early. And you mentioned the big boys up front. We'll talk to West Virginia's offensive line coach, associate head coach Matt Moore is going to stop by. So we've got two really good guests coming up here.
Excellent.
A little bit later on, right? Neil Brown is going to be on the way as well. What's on his checklist? Special teams. Did West Virginia do a better job there? That's the first thing that he typically leads with. But defensively, you have to love where this football team is. And offensively, Jared Dagey continues to manage this game well and not make mistakes. Letty Brown, was he 100%? I'm not sure that he was, but boy,
he doesn't need to be.
He looked really good. He gave 110% effort. And, of course, West Virginia's wideouts, I thought, especially early in that game, Wolf, they did a terrific job as well, laying out, making some difficult catches. T.J. Simmons has a coming out party. All in all, so many boxes were checked.
It's funny, Danny, when one makes a catch, all of a sudden they all start to catch.
It's contagious.
You know, it is contagious.
Yeah. So, all right. We'll hear from the head coach of the Mountaineers on this bye week as West Virginia has a little extra time to sharpen their pencils for the Sooners coming to Morgantown 1 week from Saturday. Stand by. We'll hear from the head ball coach when we return. It's the Neil Brown Press Conference Show presented by our friends at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians. Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
You're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the Mountaineers. Now, it's time to hear from Coach Brown.
Neil Brown is gathering his thoughts inside the Mountaineer team room, and he will be addressing reporters here momentarily via Zoom. Thanks for being with us. It's Dan Zangrilli, Dale Wolfley on, at least here in the University City, kind of a blustery Tuesday afternoon. It'll warm up before it's all said and done.
A little bit of snow, Danny.
Looking out the TV booth windows where we're located up here. Some snow flying. And I do wonder what type of game we're going to get on Saturday, November 28th. The television networks exercising the six-day window, which typically means that it could be a non-noon kick, which I know everybody has been striving, and I mean striving for a night game here in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Striving. Well, yes. That's a good word, Danny. And you know, why not, right? It's Oklahoma and the Mountaineers playing good.
All right, here's the head coach of the Mountaineers at the podium.
It's going to be a little different today than most Tuesday press conferences. Gave both the players and staff some much-needed time off after Saturday's win. So we have yet to meet as a staff to determine award winners, et cetera. But extremely happy to get the win over TCU. A solid three-phase win. Credit to our fans. I want to say this. I didn't say it after the game, but I think our fans have done a nice job, especially the Kansas State in the TCU game, of creating a nice game day atmosphere. And it felt like college football at Mountaineer Field the last two home games. And also should note that, you know, I think our game day and our event management crews have done a really good job creating home field advantage and kind of making the best out of some bad situations. So I want to recognize them. And then I thought our staff did a really, really good job in the game on Saturday. Special teams, I thought – our special teams coaches, led by Jeff Kuntz, did a really good job with our coverage schemes. I thought we had good answers for them, both kickoff, which Jamal Dye leads, and on the punt team, which with Jeff Koons, I thought we did a nice job of that. And then kickoff return led by Chad Scott. Really, Winston missed the cut. We had a chance to house one there. We just – it was really well blocked. He's just got to do a better job. And then defensively, the entire staff, you know, led by, you know, Jordan and Jamal. But I thought they limited explosive plays. We got multiple hats. We got under the RPO windows, which is important. Mixed our coverage looks up. And then offensively, I felt like we kept them off balance. They did a really good job the two games prior rushing the passer, though we had some good protection answers. We changed up our run game a little bit. We used some muddle and some things that kept them off balance. So really credit to Jared, Matt, and Chad Trickett, and then Sean Reagan over there on the offensive side as well for a really nice plan. Also, before I take questions, I want to recognize our Big 12 Players of the Week, which that's important. TJ Simmons, two critical touchdown receptions, both of them contested catches, which is something that really proud of him. And he's had three really good weeks of practice. And I'm just a firm believer. It doesn't always happen that week, but I'm just a firm believer. If you keep practicing at a high level, that you're going to have success in the game. And he's done that. He's had 2 weeks in a row where he's played at a high level, and that's been good to see. And then Tyke Smith, who's somebody that talked about that was kind of under the radar after the game, and then for him to win the Defense Player of the Week, I think he's very, very deserving that. And I've said this multiple times. I mean, I think he's playing his position as well as anybody in our league. So happy for those guys. And with that, I'll take some questions.
First question today is from Greg Hunter.
So, Neil, to the run game, something we've talked about since the end of last season, you talked about how much you wanted to improve it. Did you really think that you could get the strides out of it this year that and the improvement that you ultimately have?
Well, Greg, I think when you look at it as a whole, is I knew we weren't going to get it completely fixed in a year's time. I thought that we would make significant gains, which we have. I think to be at a championship level, we've got to continue that improvement. We're not, and you look at the statistics right now, we're not at a championship level of running football, but we are much improved. And we devoted a ton of time, really date back to December of last year, all the way through the month of July, and really working on it. We put a huge emphasis on it, and I think that work has paid off. But we're not, I don't think it's a finished product. We still got work to do to be able to take it to the next level.
Michael Sussman, you're next.
What does Tyke do so well that separates him from other guys at his position? And how high do you think his ceiling is given his playmaking ability?
Yeah, so he plays what we call our spear position, which is essentially a nickel position. And at that position, you've got to be able to play the run and be the seventh fitter in the box. You've got to be able to play man coverage. You got to be able to play zone coverage, and you got to be able to blitz. So we're asking him a lot. We're asking a lot of him. And most people playing those positions use them in similar fashion. The thing I think that separates him from others is he does a really good job of playing perimeter blocks. He tears off those blocks. He makes plays on the ball, which is something that, you say, well, that sounds pretty simple, but there's a lot of guys that play that don't make plays on the ball. He does a really nice job making plays on the ball. And then what's his ceiling? I think he's got several things he's got to continue to work on. I think that if you're looking at, I think his best football is in the future. I have no question about that. I think huge emphasis this offseason will be changing his body. Improving his long speed. He's got great short area quickness, and he doesn't run. I mean, he runs well, but I think he can even be faster as he changes his body composition. I think he can improve in his man coverage, and he will. And I think he's going to have to be versatile. He needs to be able to play at a high safety and at that nickel position to make himself even a better candidate to play at the next level.
Go ahead, Cody Nesper.
Hey, Neil. So Jarrett leads the Big 12 in passing attempts right now, but only has 3 interceptions. Have you ever coached or just seen a quarterback that has a stretch protecting the football like he's on right now?
Yeah, we've had a couple of different runs. His brother had a run at Tech, and we had a kid named Levi Brown at Troy that went on a really long run too. I mean, you know, he's playing at high level. There's some luck, you know. The Tomlinson kid dropped one on Saturday. So, I mean, there's a little bit of luck involved in it too. But I think his decision-making has been really good. You know, I really do. I think he's done a nice job with his eyes, because your eyes are where it gets you in trouble. If you don't have your eyes on safeties, you don't have your eyes on windows, that's when your interception numbers go up. Really, outside of one play on Saturday where he should have taken a sack, he got called for grounding. I think his when to scramble, when to take the sack, when to throw the ball away, I think those decisions have been much better since probably the overtimes in Baylor.
We'll go to Keenan Cummings.
Neil, flipping the gear here a little bit, half or dozen so spots left in this recruiting class. What positions do you still need to fill? And do you plan on banking a couple for transfers as you've done in years past?
Yeah, we'll definitely bank one or two. We've got to improve our depth defensively. We're really young on offense. You know, we only have a couple seniors over there that are playing it all. You know, you never know what's going to happen in the portal, so that's kind of hard to plan for. I mean, as far as in-house. But defensively, we've got to improve our depth, you know, at linebacker and in the secondary. That's where the emphasis will be as far as finishing this class.
Coach, I have a couple questions submitted to us by Bob Hertzel today. First one is, when you're out recruiting a quarterback specifically, what are the qualities or factors that you look for most in someone like that?
Yeah, so I think there's some givens in quarterbacks. You're looking for a high character. You're looking for a guy that has leadership skills, and you want a guy that has an extremely good work ethic. I think those are the givens. Then after that, you want to see the opportunity, how they perform in pressure situations. Their ability to throw the ball, what's the release point look like? Because I think there's some things you can fix and some things you can't fix. And then the role of being a dual threat is more important now than it ever has been. And so those are some things right off the top of my head that we kind of evaluate. You know, competitiveness is something that's hard to do in video. You got to see a kid in person to kind of measure that, which in these times makes it pretty difficult.
And then, Coach, a quick follow-up to that was Jarrett. How does a guy that comes from a college town and his brother was, you know, of course, productive collegiately and he has good intelligence and skill set, how does he come out of high school with no Power 5 offers?
You know, and in all fairness, I haven't watched his high school film in a really long time. I know he's pretty skinny coming out, but I don't really want to speak to it because trying to think, I was in Lexington at the time he was coming out, but I haven't watched his high school film for a long time, so I don't want to speak to that. But I think that, listen, there's misses in recruiting all the time. This is not a – recruiting is not exact science. I mean, a lot of times you're trying to project, and sometimes quarterbacks get over-analyzed, and rather than finding the good qualities, you're always trying to – find something, a reason not to take them. So I think that happens, especially in quarterback recruiting. But was he under-recruited? Yeah, I think without a doubt. I think he's proven some of his doubters wrong right now.
Go ahead, John and Tonic.
Hey, we're starting to see some things with your young offensive lineman. I think of the Parker Moore block against TCU, the way he finished that play. Yates is coming along. We know about Zach Frazier. What has impressed you most about these young guys? Is it the physical? Is it the mental? And how do you feel about that group moving forward?
Well, I think if you're talking about those guys, and I'll say this, I think we're much improved offensive line. We talked about it. It kind of goes along with Greg's question was earlier about the run game. You know, our communication's better. Our chemistry's better. I mean, we're better up front than we were a year ago. Now, we're still not I don't think we're at a point where we want to be or where we envision us getting to, but we're better. And a lot of that credit needs to go to Matt Moore. I think he's done a nice job teaching and growing fundamentally and creating chemistry and our communication, all that kind of stuff. Okay. For those three young guys that you mentioned, you know, Zach Frazier, Brandon Yates, Parker Moore, is the three or the thing that all three of those guys have in common is they love football and it's really, really important. And you say, well, you know, that isn't that obvious, everybody loves football. No. I wish that was the case. You know what I mean? Like, I wish we had every scholarship, every player on our team just was eating up with football and they were thinking about it when they weren't here. But honestly, that's just not the case. But those three guys, it's really important to them. From a preparation standpoint, they work at it. They watch their opponents. They take coaching. And I think that gives you a real chance. And so I'm excited about them. I think we've got to continue to grow them. And they're going to be in our program for a long time developing. I think Parker Moore's a great example. Somebody that's just kept trusting the client, kept working, kept putting it in. And then, he had some success. He had some success on Saturday. And he'll continue to get those opportunities as long as he's productive and prepares in the right way.
Next is Kevin Kinder.
Coach, status of Josh Chandler Samito, and the follow-up to that is, if he's unable to go, what does that do with your depth? You had X-Ray, obviously, that played well, and you're able to play Dylan Tonkery in there and, you know, at a couple different spots and move those guys around. You have someone else that can fill that backup swing role if he's unable to go?
So, Chandler, it's too early to tell. Like I said, we haven't had any meetings or anything, so players have had off until this afternoon. So, too early to tell kind of what his availability will be for the Oklahoma game. We'll update you as we can on that. And then really Tony and X-Ray played every snap in the game at the mic and the wheel positions. Dylan Tonkery can play the mic, practice there. He would be the second mic. And then Noah Guzman is a guy that can come in and play at the wheel position if needed to. Jake Abbott can give some snaps at that position as well.
Greg Hunter.
Coach, follow up with some of the recruiting questions. The fact that kids have an extra year, everybody on the roster, you know, no eligibility change. How does that change recruiting numbers per position, immediate eligibility, you know, guys? How does it change for you?
Yeah, it's complicated right now, Greg. It really is. It's, you know, you're dealing with a couple things. You know, you've got a group of seniors that can come, but it frees the eligibility for everyone. You know, then you've got most of your 21 class already committed, and then you're going to have a transfer deal that looks like it's going to be kind of where you'll have immediate eligibility. So it's complicated. I think from a recruiting number standpoint, it's going to affect the 22 class more than it is the 21 class. Still waiting for the NCAA to find out exactly what's the date that you have to be back at your 85. It's not going to affect us as much as it will some other programs just because – we're operating with lower scholarship numbers. Anyway, we've got a relatively small senior class. And so I think long-term it's going to have less effect on us than it will on some others.
Go ahead, Mike Kazaza.
Neil, how are you?
Good, Mike.
Going back to Tyke and specifically that position, he doesn't look like Giovanni or Quantel last year. And I think about like just getting to know your defense last year. I think people were maybe fixated on the bandit and that being maybe the profile position. It seems like it swung a little bit this way. Does it have a new identity with his skill set, or is he kind of who and what you want that position to be?
Yeah, I think that at that position, what you're looking for is you want a physical corner, you know, a big physical corner. That's kind of what you want. If you look in the NFL at that position, that's kind of what it's kind of grown into. That's kind of what we'd like to have is a big physical corner. And I think Tyke can do that. He could go out and play corner in this league, be competitive. And so that's kind of what we're doing. You know, I think whether it's offense, defense, special teams, you try to feature your best players. And so without a doubt, we're trying to put him, we feel like he's one of our best football players, period. And we're trying to put him in a position because he's if he's not our best tackler, he's in the conversation. And so we're trying to put him in a position where the ball gets to him. And credit to our defense staff for that.
We'll go to Ryan Pritt.
Hey, Neil, just kind of riding that a little bit. You know, if you looked at your team coming into the year, one of the biggest question marks for you was at corner, where you lost two seniors from last year. You know, Drayshawn's a guy that's been playing really well, I think, but I'm just kind of asking about your assessment of that group as a whole, and are they where you thought or hoped they would be at this point in the year?
Well, I think they're improving. You know, I credit Jamal for – I think those guys have really improved. Nick Troy and Drayshawn have basically played exclusively at that position. I think we've done a really good job schematically helping them out. And I think that each one of them are improving, especially in one-on-one situations. We've played more man coverage as the year's gone on, which speaks to the confidence that we have as a staff with Drayshawn and Nick Troy.
Back to Greg Hunter.
Neil, emotional question. John Slarman's passing, you want to address what he meant to you?
Yeah, really, really tough day yesterday. Back in Lexington for the day, left early yesterday morning, and he came back, had an opportunity to speak at his memorial service, and really, really close friend of mine, a guy that we worked together at Troy and at the University of Kentucky. And, I just think that a lot of things are right about our profession. Said this about him yesterday, he battled valiantly for over 2 years. The cancer that eventually took his life, and I thought he taught some valuable lessons. You know, perspective being one, and the second one is just how you live your life matters. We talk to our kids a lot about, you know, how you play the game matters, and just to give you some insight on that. Like, I just think what you put everything that we do from a practice or a game is always found. And I tell our kids this, and this is something that John and I talked a lot about when we were at Troy, as we were kind of starting this deal, is what you put on film matters. It really tells your story. So if you're a tough guy, your video should show that you're a tough guy. If you're physical, it should show physical. If you're a guy that's an overachiever, strainer, that's what your video should do. And I really think that, you know, how you live your life matters. And He lived with such humility, and put others first. And tough day, man. Love that guy. I really feel for his wife Leanne and his four young kids, and feel for that football program too. A guy that really meant a lot to them, and rightfully so. But a tough time, man. It's 45 years old, and that's way too soon.
Mike, we'll finish up with you.
A couple weeks ago, you said that you probably had to do a better job as a staff rolling in defensive linemen early. I think you had a bunch in the first series, definitely in the first quarter. Did you see a difference there? And did you see anything that you can keep that moving forward and let that spread and help everybody else out up front, two of the final two games?
Yeah, so defensively, we got burned by that against Texas Tech. And that was our fault as a staff. Sometimes, you know, you all heard me say this before, as coaches, you're always reluctant to play guys that don't have experience. Well, they only get experience if you play them, you know what I mean? So, and I thought we played our defensive linemen too much early in the Texas Tech game, and they didn't have enough gas in the tank in the second half. And so against Texas and against TCU, we played them early. And I think our guys, our first group, played better in the second half because of that. And so we've got to continue to get better. You know, the Quay Mazes, the Jalen Thorntons, those guys got to continue to come on. But they're guys that we have a lot of trust in, and we believe they'll continue to get better.
Okay, Coach, thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Y'all get there.
All right, there's head coach Neil Brown wrapping up his bye week press conference after the victory against TCU. Dan Zang, really Dale Wolfley back here. Typical news and notes and observations from TCU and about this team and where it's headed, all right now in a good place.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you are starting to get questions, feeling like, hey, are you surprised that you've, you know, got this much better? And I was remember a couple of weeks ago, Danny, like what's the matter with this team? Is basically the question they were being asked. So you can see even everyone is catching on and realizing that this team really is improving. And you may have some All-Americans on that defensive squad and maybe even one on offense. So, I mean, it's really getting interesting, to say the least. And to watch this team progress, Danny, the way it has from last year, the last three, I really say the last three or four games, because you got to add that Baylor game in there as well. And then to see the way they progress through this season, up and down, more forward, less backwards, but still up and down. And now you can see that they really came out. The last two out of three games, they've put really solid, solid physical games together.
They have, and an opportunity to get better against Oklahoma coming up one Saturday after next. Stay with us. Coming up next, Matt Moore, West Virginia's assistant coach, will join us later on this hour. We will also hear from Tyke Smith with the Wolfman. I'm Dan Zang, really the Neil Brown Press Conference Show. We'll be back right after this.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Why did I want to work for CEC? You mean besides the fact that they're a leader in the industries they serve, like environmental and civil engineering, air quality and water resources, or the fact we're employee-owned, so we share in CEC's success? Well, challenges get me fired up, and CEC's employees pride themselves in finding cool solutions that solve unique problems for our clients. We're always creating, using our expertise to save those clients money and meet their challenges. I've worked on sustainable landscape projects, nature centers, and with the shale, oil, and gas industries, too. Another reason I'm with CEC? I love my West Virginia home, and I'm helping build her future close to my family.
Creative solutions that are building West Virginia's future and can build yours close to home. Find your next opportunity with CEC when you go to wearecec.com. CEC. Big firm capabilities, small firm culture. wearecec.com.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
At Encova Insurance, we encircle you with insurance solutions you can trust. We provide coverage to protect what you care about. Business insurance, including workers' compensation, auto, home, and life insurance. What makes us unique? Our superior financial strength, smart technology, a one-stop shop for custom-tailored solutions. Encova 360, our approach to workers' compensation and local decision-making. We are Encova Insurance. Visit Encova.com for more information.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressure, Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacked Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field in Milan Pushkar Stadium.
Deshaun Bill has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVUGAME.
Join the climb today.
Welcome back to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. You've heard from the head coach. Now let's hear from a West Virginia assistant coach. Once again, here's Dan Zangrilli.
Alongside Dale Wolfley, I'm Dan Zang. Really glad to have you along. This segment brought to you by our friends at Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. If you're injured in an accident, call Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. They are West Virginia's injury lawyers. West Virginia enjoying the fruits of a big victory over TCU, heading into the bye week and an opportunity to rest, recuperate, relax, and then get ready for West Virginia and Oklahoma here from Milan Pushkar Stadium. The time to be determined as the TV network's exercising a six-day window, which, who knows, maybe that gives us a puncher's chance for a night game, maybe a little snow in Morgantown. We've always had some great primetime matchups against Oklahoma. Coach Matt Moore, an opportunity for you to enjoy West Virginia, Oklahoma here in the University City. He joins us on the telephone line right now. Coach, can only imagine what that would be like for your guys here to play in that type of atmosphere. I know you guys have been longing for a night game. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh yeah, no doubt. We've got pretty good at these day games.
Fair.
12 o'clock kicks at home. I'm pretty partial to them right now.
Well, and the routine that you guys were able to get in and the grind that you went through here over this five-game stretch. I was talking to Tony Fields earlier for our podcast, and as tough as that slate was, and the fact that you go 3-2 through it, by the way, I think is pretty incredible in and of itself. But there is a sense, at least that I got from Tony, and him being a defensive guy, he mentioned that, man, I didn't want the week off. We were just really starting to fire on all cylinders. But at day's end, I'm sure, as a coach, it's probably good to kind of come up for air this week, is it not?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, I'm with my big guys. You know, I've been playing with six guys basically the whole time, getting every snap, and the big guys get worn down faster than anybody else. So it's just going to be good for them to really mentally and get a week off in their body, just to try to, you know, get some recovery done and get those knees and hips and all that stuff feeling good again, just because we bang on each other so much. So it's going to be good for us to get our feet back under us and mentally be able to step back and take a little mental break for a couple of days and not be in that stressed atmosphere every day.
Hey, Coach, when I went I saw that punt go down at the one-yard line, first play the Mountaineers are going to have from coming out of your own one, I saw everybody in a three-point stance, tackles, guards. It was really neat. I mean, the offensive line came out on Saturday, and they said, we're going to run the ball, and we're going to run with authority.
Yeah, they were pretty embarrassed about what happened to us in Austin, and they knew we were better than that. We were really close that game of breaking a couple runs, just poor hat placement, maybe not finishing, running our feet like we should. And, you know, I just kind of put it on them, said, hey, let's show everybody what we're really about here. And I thought they did a really good job of coming out and playing hard. And, you know, we weren't perfect by any means, but I thought we played with effort and ran our feet on contact, tried to finish plays, and, you know, just tried to be the bullies. That's what we tried to do, is go out there and be the bullies.
Matt Moore with us, West Virginia's offensive line coach. And Coach, when you if you're to answer the question, if you run into somebody on the street or the grocery store, what have you, and they say, well, this team's gotten better, right? That's apparent. Okay, the record over the five-game stretch, again, 3-2. You look at some of the overall statistics, even diving a little bit deeper into the metrics, and you could point to tangible, quantifiable areas how this team has gotten better. But from the offensive lineman's perspective, can you explain to the average listener how this group has gotten better, just like the rest of the team in every position group and in every phase of the game?
Well, you know, our top two things coming out of last year's season where we were decent in pass pro, but we were awful in being able to rush the ball. The top two things we came out of is because, you know, it's like a golf swing. You can pick out about 30 or 40 things that you need to get better at, but you don't get better at any of them. So we sit down and pick that, and I said, okay, these two things. The first one was communication, which basically everybody's on the same page, making sure you get a hat on a hat. And then the second thing is just toughness, just grind, just physically, you know, pushing yourself and running your feet and not giving up on blocks. Those are the two things that we focused on in the offseason. We talked about it every time we broke a huddle, every time we, every time we finished a meeting, I would remind them over and over, two things we're going to be better at, communication and toughness. And I think those two things they've really taken to heart. We've been much better with our grades as far as communicating from the center standpoint, getting us on the right mic calls, getting our hats on hats, communicating movement, all that stuff. And it's, you can tell the difference. It's giving Letty a chance to get started, where last year, mm-hmm. you know, we would give up run throughs and we would miss ID and not block the three technique, and it just never gave him a chance to get started. So that, and then just the toughness aspect, when you look at our game, and, you know, like this past weekend, we had 12 total knockdowns in the O-line room, which is good when you play a quality defensive team like TCU, where they're very athletic. Those guys are hard to get on the ground, and I judge, our grit and our toughness about how many times we can put defensive players on the ground with knockdowns. And those are the two things that we've worked in each week. I feel like we've gotten a little bit better. You know, we took a step back versus Texas. I mean, we communication was awful, and I don't think that we strained. And then I challenged them, and they took that challenge and really built on it. I'm hoping, we're still really young, and we're growing each week to get a little bit better every week. And if we can finish this thing out and continue to improve, I think we'll like where we are.
Yeah, Coach, let's talk about youth, because when you go from left to right, you see Brandon Yates, redshirt freshman, Zach Frazier, freshman, then you got Chase Barron at center. But then I was looking at the end zone film, and I see James Gmitter was at right guard, and then you had right tackle, you had Parker Moore. So Gmitter was a redshirt sophomore, Parker Moore's a redshirt freshman. I mean, that was a young line, and you've had a young left side of the line for basically the whole season.
Yeah, and it's fun to watch these guys grow, and it's, nobody really cares how old your guys are or how young they are when you get out there and start playing. So you got to coach them like they're to be as good as they can be. And they, the left side they really played well together, picked up a lot of twists. TCU had been getting a lot of pressure throughout the year with a lot of their twist game, and those guys did a really good job of communicating and picking up twists. And the right side, the center is done. I mean, Chase has done a phenomenal job this year. Teaching everybody, what to do and how to do it, getting everybody in the right spot. And that's been a huge thing for Frazier to sit there and see, because he's going to be the guy doing that down the road at the center spot. And it was really bright spot with Gmitter playing right guard. He'd been playing left guard, but he played both. And then Parker Moore came in the third and fourth quarter and finished out the game and really did some good things. And he's been developing each week. So it's good to see him, developing into the player that we all think he can be this early in his career.
Well, it's been fun watching this team progress and grow, Coach, especially the last 3 weeks. You go 3-2 over the 5-game stretch, and even though we lose that one in Texas, it was a tough one, sure, but I thought we played pretty well in Texas. You get K-State, you wind up getting TCU on the back end here, and you've got a bye week to sharpen up the pencils to get ready for Oklahoma. All in all, the arrow's pointing up. Couldn't be happier for you and the rest of the squad, so we wish you all the best, and we'll catch up with you here down the road before too long.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all having me on.
All right, and thanks for joining us, Matt Moore, West Virginia assistant coach. Well, one guy that really just put an exclamation point at the very beginning of the sentence and not the end of the sentence was Tyke Smith on West Virginia's first drive defensively, laid the wood on a number of frogs, and I think really just let everybody know that he was going to be there to assert his presence, and this is how West Virginia is going to go about their business on this Saturday afternoon here in Morgantown. Tyke Smith will join us coming up next, and we'll talk about the importance of doing what he did early, and of course throughout the entire game. West Virginia's defense, as you know, held the Frogs to just 2 field goals the entire day. As the Mountaineers on a bye week, we cover the Neil Brown Press Conference Show each Tuesday, 12 until 1, and our coverage continues right after this here on MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
Have you been injured in a wreck? You shouldn't have to worry about fighting the insurance company, and it shouldn't cost you a dime. Call attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell, 800-687-5990. We help fellow West Virginians.
Ask around. We've probably helped a friend, neighbor, or even a family member. We never ask you for money, and we don't get paid unless you do. Injured in a wreck? Call the law firm you know. 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. Around here, you matter.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Why did I want to work for CEC? You mean besides the fact that they're a leader in the industries they serve, like environmental and civil engineering, air quality and water resources, or the fact we're employee-owned, so we share in CEC's success? Well, challenges get me fired up, and CEC's employees pride themselves in finding cool solutions that solve unique problems for our clients. We're always creating, using our expertise to save those clients money and meet their challenges. I've worked on sustainable landscape projects, nature centers, and with the shale, oil, and gas industries, too. Another reason I'm with CEC? I love my West Virginia home. And I'm helping build her future close to my family.
Creative solutions that are building West Virginia's future and can build yours close to home. Find your next opportunity with CEC when you go to wearecec.com. CEC. Big firm capabilities, small firm culture. Wearecec.com.
Secure your field position in November, the last month of the Mountaineer First and Gold Contest at GoMart. All month long, you'll be automatically entered for a chance to win a signed WVU football by purchasing 24-ounce Coke products. And if you've played each month, you're on your way to the final push into the end zone for a chance to score the grand prize, a tailgate and tickets package for a game during the 2021 football season. But remember, you must register your rewards card to play. Go to GoMart.com for more details.
Throughout the state of West Virginia, you're listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Alongside Dale Wolfley, here's your host, Dan Zangrilli.
And thanks for being with us on this snowy afternoon. At least we're getting a squall or two here in the University City. We were this morning. Dan and Wolf with you, and Tyke Smith is on the phone with us, and he's able to hear all of our chatter and debates that Wolf and I have during the commercial. He's probably wondering what in the world that we're talking about. Who in the world am I about to go on the air with? And he probably is just going to come bursting through the wall and spear us in the ribs like he was doing to TCU Horned Frogs players on that opening drive. Tyke, thanks for joining us, and sorry for all of these trivial debates that we had that you had to be that you had to be privy to. How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you're a Philly guy, right? I grew up in the Pittsburgh area. Wolf grew up in the Buffalo area, and we were arguing about Interstate 79 and what have you. You come the Turnpike, correct? I would think to Morgantown, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you took straight lines at every West Virginia opportunity that was provided to you on Saturday. Talk about the tone setting that you were able to do on that first drive against TCU and why that was so important.
I mean, just basically how you set the game. We were just basically trying to set the tone early, know that we're a physical defense and that we're going to be here all afternoon and we're going to play at a high level.
What does that do? I mean, asserting your presence early in a football game, have you been able to notice it when you do it, and have you been able to notice when you don't do it?
I mean, it just basically makes teams, like, second-guess, like, keep coming out there every job because, like, teams get sick and tired of getting hit.
Yeah, hey, Tyke, I got a question for you, and this involves the whole secondary. Last week against Texas, there were 7 pass breakups. TCU game, you guys had 4 PBUs, and I think the reason why is because you had Max Duggan, like, a little bit, you know, uncomfortable and out of control. He wasn't hitting the passes like he probably wanted to. But, again, what is going on that you guys are having so many pass breakups now? I mean, you're all making plays on the ball.
I mean, it basically started with the front. Just the front applying pressure, making the quarterback throw it earlier than he wants to, or not going to the right read he wants to, and just allowing us to play. Once you see the ball, and us just making a play on the ball.
Can you take me through the interception at the goal line? That obviously sealed the deal for West Virginia on Saturday. What were you seeing? How did you read it? And discuss the play.
the car we was in, we was in a man car, so I kind of had to. They went like an FIB set into the boundary, so I kind of had the running back, and then I was just playing like a hammer on a running back. And the running back go away, and I could just look for Whit coming back. So when the running back, when they did that fake to the running back, I just dropped into a little zone, and then he threw the ball right to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I mean, that's a nice gift, isn't it? They get there and be like, "Yeah, thank you very much." But again, 10 interceptions altogether, I believe you guys have absolutely top of the line. I mean, the defensive line was getting all the credit at the beginning of the season, and rightfully so in a lot of ways. But again, tell us about your secondary and how you guys have progressed through the season.
I mean, just coming together. And then we kind of have a competition, like, who's going to get more picks, stuff like that. It's just us being competitive, kind of pushing each other.
You know, Tyke, you get a lot of press and attention on the airwaves, right? And when we talk about the back end, you're one of the first names that come up. Drayshon Miller, it's a name that we seem to be calling earlier in games and more often. Who should we be talking about maybe that we aren't talking about in that back end of the defense that's maybe putting in the work in practice, that's really making strides, that's doing things in games that may not necessarily be the splash plays, a pass breakup, an interception, or a big hit, yet they're really integral to the entire system to have it work so cohesively?
Nick Troy Fortune.
Why do you say that?
I mean, just like his preparation, how he always come into the game prepared, and then you don't really see many balls get caught on. Like, he don't get that many PBUs, but, like, you don't really see the receivers catching the ball on him. It's not him technically breaking the ball. It's just him being in good field position, good position, and wide in the receiver, which where he can't get it. So they're not really giving him PBUs because he's not breaking it up, but he's also not allowing them to catch it. That's
like
why
his
name is not being called a lot.
And I'll tell you what, Tyke, he just seems to be a bright, shining light in that locker room. I mean, that personality that's infectious, right? I mean, how do you not become happy and just get all juiced up being around a guy like Nick Troy Fortune?
I mean, yeah, so, we all had group chat coming in. So me and Nick, we got up on the same official, and we kind of clicked then. And then he got a real good personality. Like, he's different. Mm-hmm. And he just like, you never see him angry. Like, he always got a smile on his face, just keeps me smiling.
Hey, Tyke, do you play the game with an edge or physicality? Because it seems like, I don't know if you're angry out there, I don't know if you're hungry for success, but whatever it is, you are bringing the A physical game to it. Is that how you grew up playing? Is that just part of your game?
Yeah, that's how I grew up playing. That's just a part of my game. Like me, I'm not gonna allow nobody to do nothing to me. So I'm the person I'm gonna hit you before you hit me. Right?
Well, it's a good mentality to have, right? Hit or be hit, right? I mean, somebody's got to lay the pain down. So that's a good mentality to have. And Tyke, the mentality of this defense is one that I'm not sure that there's one any standout player. I mean, Tony Fields and Darius and Dante, sure they're grabbing some headlines, and so are you, but I mean, nobody exceedingly more than the other, which is usually a good sign when you have just a collection of a group of 11 players that are just rock solid. I mean, that's how you get it done, and that's how you put forth the numbers that this team is.
Yeah, no doubt. So, like, us, we don't really worry about the individual success. So right now, we just worry about, like, just us coming together as a team and kind of performing each all together and just basically, like, the team being a top defense.
Yeah, it's working, and we've enjoyed watching it unfold and progress here over the weeks, and we wish you all the best in that continued success. Have a feeling this isn't going to be our last conversation, so we look forward to the next one when that time comes. All right, Tyke?
I look forward to it, too. Thanks for having me.
All right, there he goes, Tyke Smith. He was big on Saturday. Set the tone early, finished it late, and in between, a lot of good stuff as well.
Danny, he got my big hit of the week on the Neil Brown TV
show. Which one?
The one that he laid out Zach Evans. he knocked him 3 yards back, destroyed him, just did a great physical hit. Perfect technique tackling. But again, that's what makes it so good with Tyke and his tackling, because he has the technique. It really is fun to watch. All you youngsters out there, if you want to see the example of how to tackle in today's game, Tyke Smith.
Big time difference maker for sure. Stand by. We'll put a ribbon on things when we return. West Virginia's bye week is one to enjoy and rest up, recuperate, and get ready for Oklahoma coming up on the 28th. A 6-day window has been exercised, by the way, for the networks. So who knows? Maybe we'll get an afternoon or a night game here in Morgantown, West Virginia. We'll be back in just a moment. This segment brought to you by CEC, Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
Morgantown's number one new home builder and the official home builder of WVU Athletics, Dan Ryan Builders, builds award-winning homes for Mountaineers and their fans. Make your first home or your last home a dream home by Dan Ryan Builders. Dan Ryan Builders and WVU, a winning combination. Let's go, Mountaineers! Visit DanRyanBuilders.com to learn more.
Dan Ryan Builders, better value, better living.
Injured in a car wreck? The last thing you should worry about is how much it's going to cost you to fight the insurance company. Call 800-687-5990. Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. It costs you nothing out of pocket, and we don't get paid unless you do. We know about the money the insurance companies won't tell you about. We could get you more. Injured in a car wreck? It costs you nothing out of pocket. Nothing. Call Attorneys Farmer, Klein, and Campbell. 800-687-5990. Around here, you matter.
Trust the climb. West Virginia football is on the rise under Coach Neil Brown.
Ellinger pressured. Stills got him down. He sacked him. Darius Stills sacks Sam Ellinger.
Join us as we do battle against the Big 12 at Mountaineer Field in Milan Pushcar Stadium.
Dietzarfield has a wide open receiver. The ball is caught into the end zone. Touchdown!
Tickets for the 2020 season are on sale now at WVUGame.com or by calling 1-800-WVU-GAME.
Join the climb today.
Welcome back. Neil Brown's press conference coverage is wrapping up here, presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Dan and Wolf upstairs putting a ribbon on things, and we'll get you ready for a slate of Mountaineer programming that we still have for you, such as the podcast coming out on Thursdays, and then we'll be right back here next Tuesday as well. And before too long, basketball coverage already beginning as well. We had our first Bob Huggins show last night here on MSN. But a bye week, a chance to get right and maybe watch a little extra film and try to take advantage of the advantages that come with a bye week against a team like Oklahoma. You don't want to over-prepare. You don't want to overthink it. You know, the paralysis because of the analysis. But time to rest up, recuperate, and really put some extra effort, if you will, into the Sooners coming up on the 28th.
Well, there's no doubt, Danny, that it's just nice to take a breather. Mm-hmm. It really is after five games, consecutive games, very nice. But I want to say this, is that get hungrier. Mm-hmm. I want to see you get hungry. This is Oklahoma, man. This is what you've been shooting for all year. You want to win the Big 12, and you want to go ahead and you want to beat the best teams. And Oklahoma's certainly one of them.
I think it was Josh Chandler-Cimito that said a few weeks ago, perhaps after the victory against K-State, if I'm not mistaken, on our post-game coverage, that this defense and this team in particular is greedy. Right, they want more, and they want more, and they want more, and they've gotten more and more better each and every week. So we're looking forward to the climb continuing. Saturday the 28th, there's a seat for you here at Mountaineer Field at Milan Pushkar Stadium. That'll do it for us. Special thanks to David Kahn and Mark Schoenster, our producers, and the Wolfman alongside. I'm Dan Zangrilli. Signing off, our coverage of the Neil Brown Press Conference Show is all presented by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration right here on MSN.
When the unexpected happens, it's good to know you can count on the certified professional restorers at Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration. Whether it's fire, smoke, flood, or storm that damages your home or business, you can rest assured that we have helped thousands of families just like yours. With the right people, equipment, and expertise, we are ready to respond 24 hours a day to get you quickly back on your feet.
I'm Neil Brown. When disaster strikes your home or business, tell your insurance provider you prefer the restoration company the Mountaineers call. Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration.
We'll be back after these messages from your local station. This is MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network.
The chance of bowling a perfect game, 1 in 11,000. The chance of becoming a famous YouTuber, 1 in 135. The chance of cracking the screen of your smartphone, 1 in 6. So what's the chance of winning the West Virginia lottery? It's zero if you don't play. With prizes ranging into the millions for draw games, instant win scratch-offs, and an app to make it all easier, don't you think it's time to take your chance? You may be a winner. App does not allow purchases. Please play responsibly at a distance.
Why did I want to work for CEC? You mean besides the fact that they're a leader in the industries they serve, like environmental and civil engineering, air quality, and water resources? Or the fact we're employee-owned, so we share in CEC's success? Well, challenges get me fired up, and CEC's employees pride themselves in finding cool solutions that solve unique problems for our clients. We're always creating, using our expertise to save those clients money and meet their challenges. I've worked on sustainable landscape projects, nature centers, and with the shale, oil, and gas industries, too. Another reason I'm with CEC? I love my West Virginia home. And I'm helping build her future close to my family.
Creative solutions that are building West Virginia's future and can build yours close to home. Find your next opportunity with CEC when you go to wearecec.com. CEC. Big firm capabilities, small firm culture. Wearecec.com.
Listening to the Neil Brown Press Conference Show on MSN, the Mountaineer Sports Network. Today's show has been brought to you by Panhandle Cleaning and Restoration, the official restoration company of the West Virginia University Mountaineers, Farmer Klein and Campbell, West Virginia's injury lawyers, CEC Civil and Environmental Consultants, hiring West Virginians to do West Virginia's work, CECinc.com. That's CECinc.com. Be sure to log on to WVUSports.com to listen to this program in its entirety on demand. Also, be sure to download the WVU Game Day app, a must-have for West Virginia University fans. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of MSN, the Mountaineers Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.